Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today we'd like to learn from Dr. Lightman how to cope with difficulties in our relationships. On one of our previous shows, Dr. Lightman said that hardships will appear in any relationship because this is the nature of things. We'd like to learn how to work with this. Be with us. Tal, please.
Yeah,
we want to learn how to work with all the possible different situations in our relationships. Maybe I was emotionally hurt by something that my partner did. Maybe one of us just feels impatient or one of us has a bad mood. Maybe I feel edgy or he feels edgy. Maybe we suddenly reveal things that we disagree with. We don't like them. And like we said on one of the previous shows, things can suddenly appear without any preparation, everything's calm, and suddenly it comes, like remoteness or rejection. What's the right way to react to some negative thing that happens in our relationship? Where does it come from? What for? We already talked about this on our previous show. We said that we have to go through a very non-simple, lengthy, practical guidance that explains what the human nature is, how to build our relationships, how to build ourselves, our family, the relations in the family. We said that, first of all, we have to develop love. Love, it's not that we love each other. This is nonsense. This is humanity's biggest mistake. Love means that between us, we develop such relations that whatever exists in the other, I love. It's not the body or the sex or anything else. But it's simply that whatever exists in my partner, what he or she themselves are, this I love. We're talking about their personality, their habits, their everything. It's not that I necessarily have to love these things. However, I love my partner and everything about them. And this is something that we have to gradually develop inside of us. Therefore, when suddenly some malfunction appears, usually it's not supposed to happen. It's a sign that somewhere we didn't correctly take care of our compatibility, and where we discover some kind of discrepancy, it means that we didn't know how to correctly classify it. For example, she likes sour soup and I like sweet soup. Then suddenly there's some kind of discrepancy here. So we know that this is like this, that's like that, and that's it. Many times we see that couples have repeating quarrels about the same thing that they can never solve. For example, with my partner, we always have a quarrel regarding the extended family. On my husband's side, they're kind of distant, remote, not really in touch, and this is something that really bothers me. Why does it bother you? I have different values, different expectations from a family. How can you have expectations towards a foreign person? It's my family, it's no longer someone foreign. What do you mean your family? You didn't get married with them. You got married to him. Yeah, but there's what's... I wouldn't stand something like this from my wife, that she has complaints toward my family. Excellent, then let's take this example. You wouldn't stand that, she can't stand this, and then there's a hardship. There are two different angles about how you see reality. Suppose you represented the husband. I got married to her. Yes. Then that's it. What do you want from the family? It's clear to me that you're right. And when I'll ask her in a second, she'll be right too. In a relationship, both of us are right, and this is where the hardship comes from. It doesn't matter who they are. The thing is that the mutual support. Okay, we got this package, but we have to support each other. And if it's hard for me, that they'll support you? No, I mean, yes, I'd like for it to be that way, but if it's not, so you have expectations. They're baseless. Okay, but it's allowed for me to expect my spouse to support me in my hardship? That's something else. From your partner, yes, but not his parents, for example. Okay, suppose there's no support from them, but in our relationship there's always a hardship, because I feel that we don't share the same feelings. Share the same what? Who are you talking about? Again, I have my values, my worldview, my expectations, and if I'm disappointed, and I'm the only one who's disappointed because my husband, he has no expectations from them. I don't want to talk about his parents, about his relatives. We got married, that's it. We are a couple, we're a new family. Everything else is outside the family, and I'm not demanding anything of them. It's forbidden for me to expect anything of them. It's just an example for where one of the sides has a certain worldview that your partner doesn't share, and should we support each other in coping with the external world, with the difficulties that one of us feels and the other doesn't? So he doesn't. He doesn't feel it. What do you want? He's not as sensitive as you are, so you have to understand him. So I have to understand him. Of course, he doesn't feel it, so he doesn't understand it. So I'm simply trying to understand, where do we get to know each other's difficulties? Suppose I have a dog, forgive me for the comparison, and my dog doesn't understand me. I hit it? No. So what do you want from your husband? If he doesn't understand, he was brought up differently. He has a different worldview, completely different character. You have to love him, like we said on our previous show. You have to love him as is and try and understand him. So this is the question. What does a person do with his distress, disappointments, works on himself? Okay, we talked about this already. What does it mean? Nothing else will help you, by the way. Try and see. Just don't stay there your entire life. We have to learn from our mistakes and to quickly move on. Let's try and explain what does it mean that you have to work on yourself. You said that we have to do some work in order to reach a certain goal. The goal is that I have to reach a state where I love my spouse, my partner, with everything about them, as is. Otherwise, better not get married. Okay. And then life starts, and different things start surfacing that I don't like. So I have to start working on myself. In this respect, what does it mean? So my goal is to love everything about my partner, but I see something that I can't stand. I have to work on myself. How do I do it? Do I love everything about myself? Part of the things I do, part I don't. So at least in the same way. What do you mean? I relate to her at least in the same way. What do you mean? There are many unpleasant things about me, bad things about me, that I'd be willing to get rid of, but I can't. I know that this is how it is. What can I do? There are habits, bad habits maybe, inclinations of different sorts. But what can I do? I live with it. When I get married, your wife becomes a part of you. So it's like taking another body into my own body. And then I have to relate to her as to myself. There are things that I don't like, but what can I do? I'll bear them. There are things that I do like. Great. And you have to work together toward a state where if we will work this way with each other, so that we'll be able to stand each other. I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about being able to stand each other in a healthy way, where I see bad things, but it's mine. And then, this is wrong, it's mine. This is wrong, it's mine. I begin to accept these things differently. I no longer erupt. I don't break up the family because I understand that these things are inside of me. But again, I'm saying, we're talking about things that if people aren't taught how to do it, they're not prepared for these things, it won't happen. What is there about this preparation? What's the process that they have to go through? You as a psychologist are asking me. You see that people can't stand each other for more than a few months and they get divorced. Most of the people get divorced in the first year. Most of the couples. Right, because we don't know how to work with these things. So why don't you make a lot of noise about it? All the psychologists. It has to be a national issue, even a worldwide one. No one knows how to do what you're saying. Of course. So let's talk about it. What is this preparation? We already talked about it. Okay, so ask again. What kind of preparation does a person have to go through so that when he sees or she sees something in their partner that really makes them angry, so they won't erupt but will react to it correctly? I accept the other, my partner, as a part of myself. As myself. I bathe. I sit myself in a chair. Take myself for a walk. Do different things. This is how I have to feel my partner. That we're together in everything. And how does that prevent me from criticizing him? I don't criticize him more than I criticize myself. Because it's mine. I have to decide about this. It's interesting. I have to aim myself in this direction. No, before that, you don't get married. Before that, you don't get married. There's a sentence that you always repeat regarding hardships and relationships. Love covers for all crimes. It's an excerpt from Proverbs. It means that if I see something wrong in someone else, whether it's a relationship or in anything else, when I see something wrong in someone else, I have to activate love on my part and it will smoothen everything. Not that it'll smoothen, it'll cover everything. Cover how? It'll mitigate it. What do you mean? But it's not that this mitigation destroys the previous bitterness. So how does that work? Love covers for all crimes. It means that the crimes remain. What are crimes? Anything that I dislike. In my eyes, it's a crime. That's it. That I criticize. And I have to cover it with love, which means what? As if it were mine. We already talked about it. Were it mine, what would I do with it? I'd relate to it patiently. No choice. I'd get mad at myself. I'd eat myself, but quietly. There are many things about me that I really disagree with, that I'd like to uproot. I'm not talking about the past. Regarding the past, we have many feelings of guilt. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the present. And again, the main thing is, try and think that you're really as one body. One body. The more you think about it, the easier it'll be for you to understand how to relate, how to treat your partner. How do we start feeling that we're one body? We You eat together, sleep together. Spend time together, vacation, and so on. So what's the problem? No problem. We just don't feel as one body. There's her and there's me. Talk more about it. Not about what separates you and what's different, but about what's similar and how much you'd like to be similar. And for each of you to really try and erase your pride and the desire to control the other as much as possible. And not to say about the other that, you're now feeling proudful, you want to be in control. No, don't do that. Don't prick. But to show love. Should we talk to each other about our needs? Like you said, what do I like? What do I need from my partner? What do we need from each other in our relationship? Should we talk about it? You need attention, softness. I have to respond positively to negative feelings. That's called love covers for all crimes. You really have to overcome yourself. Education. That's it. If I want to teach my children to develop this kind of attitude toward others, what should I start with? I never developed this method. It's not something that I do. Talk about it. But I would explain to children a lot about what man is, what are his habits, what are his attributes, his qualities, his physiology, anatomy, physiology, psychology. These are things that we have to teach a lot about. It's really lacking. These are things that I studied about only in the university. What I'm asking about actually is what you said before, to feel that my partner is mine, that a person has to develop the ability to feel that the other is mine, it's me, to talk about it all the time, and not in the presence of a psychologist, but between us. How do I develop this feeling that she is mine, that she is me? Talk about it. About what? That each loves what exists in the other. What you love, not what you don't love. You have to start with something. And then, if we build this strong, good foundation, what happens with conflicts, problems then? Along with it, you can see how much the bad things are covered with love. Covered. They don't disappear. And love can't exist without these conflicts, without the bad things. And if they awaken again, it means that you didn't cover them with love sufficiently. Again, what does it mean to cover them with love? There's a dispute, and what did we do? It's mine. Swap with each other. I think that all of that is mine. You think that all of this is yours. Role-playing. Yeah, but it's more of an internal kind of role-playing. I'm trying to understand. Previously I asked, how can I teach someone toward this kind of attitude to feel another as yourself? It's not that it's as yourself, but that it's yours. Okay, that I feel that the other is mine. And it's like I accept there are things about me that aren't that great that I live in peace with, as if you don't have enough of your own. Yeah, so the question is, how do I start teaching someone toward this kind of attitude? I don't know. How do you accept your little child? Suppose you have a 5-year-old child. How do you accept him? He's mine, as you said. but the other person isn't mine. Who's not yours? Your wife. If he's not my child, then I don't feel that he's mine. If you're about to live your life with someone, then that's it. Are these things true not only regarding my spouse? I don't know. We're not talking about that. Like it says in our sources, a man's wife is like his own body. Just to understand this process, to reach this level where a person can treat his partner as mine, this is a very high level. On the way there, I asked, what kind of tools do I have to give a person? What do I have to teach him in order to be able to reach that? You said that we should teach a person about the human nature, the human habits, and so on, how man's built. How will learning these things help that person that I want to teach him develop this kind of attitude? It's a general kind of education about that biological body, that box in which there are different acids and electrical currents. How will this knowledge bring me to a level where I will be able to treat another as myself, as if he's mine? Because nonetheless, you'll agree more with their physical part and their psychological part. And then you come closer to a state where you better know that person through that too. Okay, so I have a better ability to know the other, but still, it's the other. How do I bring the other into my heart so he becomes mine? Through love? How do I develop love? Love turns both of you into one. Can you define love? In the beginning of our show, you said that our biggest mistake is that I think that love is to love each other, and that's incorrect. To love, it means to love everything that there is about the other as is. Yeah, without trying to change that. Right. This sounds something very high. Can you explain this? I simply live it, and that's it. I don't live it, and that's it. So how can I reach a state where I do live it? This is life. You have to accept it a priori. Accept what? Everything there is. I take her, I take this box, as is, without changing anything. There's just one thing that I can change, for her to know how to cook what I like. Really? Meaning there are things that a woman is ready for, but everything else that belongs to her, not her attitude toward me, but what belongs to her, I accept her as is, otherwise I don't get married. Why is it so hard for us to do it nowadays? Why do we see that people are the complete opposite? It's something about our education. We're egoists. I don't want to have some kind of foreign control over me, next to me. But if I don't look at it that way, but I add to myself another piece of ego, another egoist, and I accept it as if it were myself. Suppose I'm 80 kilos, so I have another 60 or 70 kilos. Then that's that. Many times, miss, this is education. Only education can help us here. Gradually, habits. And when we start this course, really out of it come couples that there is a hope that they'll behave correctly. It sounds like going back to the past, not like progressing. Why is going back to the past not good? I don't know. We developed. We're not in the same place we were 1,000 years ago. But what we need is, this is something we already talked about. It's just like when we grew up together in the same village, in the same cave, and we knew each other. This is what we have to do now, one way or another. So where are we headed, actually? We're headed toward each of us coming closer to the other, understanding the other, willing to accept the other as is. And then this is how we'll build our family. Again, the main thing is that it has to be mutual. It's not that the one side does everything and the other side simply exploits it. Dr. Leitman, our show is almost up. I'd like to hear, how would you define more progressive love, the kind of love that we have to aspire for. That a person has a goal in life, that he realizes this is in life. And the other goal in a person's life is that he builds his home correctly. And in these two things, a person has to concede himself. And then for sure, things are going to be good. What does it have to do with love? I concede my ego and accept the other as is. And by that, I acquire a friend, a partner, a spouse, and build a family that even through the wife, through the family, or through the husband, in our connection, we can even attain the upper force in the correct connection between us. And how is all this related to love? This is called love, that I love the other, even though that I see all of these negative things about them. Later, I don't see these things. They're mine. It's just like I don't see the bad things about myself. This is simply how we have to behave, and then habit becomes a second nature. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.